we've talked about before with my tinnitus, I actually listen to, you know, podcast at night.
Right.
So I just have the iPod next to the bed playing podcast.
Yeah.
So I listen to the Rachel Maddow Show every night. I listen to Tech News Today every night.
Mm-hmm.
I do not listen to Big Fatty every night because that would not put me to sleep. Because he's like, yeah, shala, yeah. And it's like, that's just not lullaby music.
But the thing about the white noise that I like is, like, there's many different options. Like, you could choose Babbling Brook or...
Yeah, shala, yeah.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yeah, shala, yeah.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1095 of the BFO for Monday, the 9th of April, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, I'm going to review the weekend, and y'all, that includes, can you hear that? Ha, 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 can you hear that? And a new segment. Yes, big buddy. Hello, Havsies. Big buddy, what is this noise? What is this? Should we sing? With all the shit upon it, big buddy, that's vulgar. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well, or as it is known all over the world, Half Price Easter Candy Day. Big buddy, don't you know it? Yes. Gussie, y'all, it's time for the weekend recap, and y'all, the weekend started early. Y'all, they came into the coal mine on a Friday and said we're shutting down at noon, and y'all, that's what we did. And Big Fatty went by the Vons East, the Albertsons East, and I'll tell you about that in just a few minutes. And then came home, and y'all, I made me some skitty, and, y'all, that's nothing, because I hadn't had anything since break. Y'all, it's air. I'm belching from air, but, y'all, then, for right day night, y'all didn't do a damn thing. I was just a sloth, I think. Let me think now. Was I, is that true? Yes, but right, and Saturday, I was a sloth. And then Easter Sunday, y'all, I have been a sloth all day Easter Sunday. But y'all, I did do something, but I'm going to tell you about it in the technology report.
Technology. Buy it, build it, sink it, swim it, technology.
Y'all, this is a project in you know we're in. Yes, Big Fatty, just move forward. You're just nattering. Y'all, nobody else does a technology report, except y'all. I heard that the Vons. Y'all, I understand that she is now the. On the Netflix, y'all, Big Fatty's not on that. And I also do not like to do the texting. No, Big Fatty, you hate that damn texting. But y'all, I have got something. I did something over the weekend that, I am going to offer to all the listeners of the BFO if they are so inclined. Y'all, you know, Big Fatty has one of those mechanicals in his car. That tells you how to go to find the different routes and all. And y'all, it's called a tom-tom. Now, y'all, I am not repeating myself. I am not repeating myself when I say tom-tom. Y'all, what I did is I knew there was a way to do this, but I wasn't sure how it was. But, y'all, I did it over the weekend. And, y'all, I have done a Big Fatty voice for the tom-tom. Big Fatty, that's just what we need. You nattering in the car. And y'all, I'm just gonna play a little test of it here for you. and let you hear one of the commands on here. And y'all, if you'd like to have this, you just have to send Big Fatty an e-letter, and I'll tell you how to install it in this new technology. But y'all, listen to this. Can you imagine driving around town and listening to this? Big Fatty, we don't hear nothing. Well, y'all, I don't know why. I don't know why it's not working. Big Fatty, I think we know why it's not working, because you don't know what the hell you're doing.
After 300 Mexican meters, yes, you have reached your destination. Home poopers, run for the turnit.
Big Fatty, try another one.
At the end of the road, take the ferry. Big Fatty, it's a ferry like a boat.
Y'all, let's try this again.
Yeah, Gussie. Turn around when possible. Dear Gussie. After 300 Mexican meters, yes, you have reached your destination. Home poopers, run for the turnit.
Big Fatty, that's just lovely. So y'all, if you want to get, if you want to have Big Fatty's voice on your tom-tom to give you the directions, y'all just send me an e-letter, and I'll send you the files, and y'all, I think that's lovely. Big Fatty, I didn't know you were so technologically savvy. Oh, dear Gussie. Yes, that's just lovely. So, y'all, can you hear this? Can you hear this? Can you hear that? Y'all went by the Albertsons East, and y'all had to pick up a few things on Friday. Y'all got me another ham. I just figured it was on sale, so I went ahead and got a little ham. Some onions, some squash, some sausage, eggs, chicken broth, mushrooms, solid. Y'all, I got a couple of bananas this time, because y'all, quite frankly, my legs have been, it's almost been restless leg syndrome. They've been crampy a little bit, but I got bananas, and y'all, I had one on Friday night, and y'all, it was better. They're called Mardi Gras wings from the deli, and y'all, they were delicious, just chicken wings. And y'all, I spent $45.64, and y'all, I saved $12.72. Big Freddy, that's very good for you. And y'all, you know, the Albertsons East was closed for Easter, in observance of Easter Sunday. What do you call it? Big Fatty, we don't know. Observances, I guess. So, but y'all, on my way back from the Albertsons East, I went by the P.O. Box. Make a wish. Yeah, Gussie, now y'all, I received a verbal spanking on Friday, because y'all, I forgot to read the Easter cards that I'd received last week, that I was going to wait until Friday, but y'all, I'm reading them now, and y'all, it's actually Easter Sunday that I'm reading these, so y'all, it's even more appropriate. Now, y'all, I read the one that had Jesus on it. Jesus loves the little children, and y'all, it was Be Blessed by Me, and y'all, I still don't know who Me is, and it has that mechanical stamp, so I think the old gal got one too, but I don't know. But Me, thank you so much. Then David and Brian, the Inseparables, as they're calling themselves these days, y'all, they've addressed a card to, Bigotus, Fatius, in care of Poodle McNoodle. Big Fatty, you didn't tell me it was for me, too? And, y'all, we're going to open it up and look at, oh, dear Gussie, y'all, this is beautiful. Oh, look at that. It's got a little fairy on it. Big Fatty, it is a fairy. And, y'all, there's a little Tinkerbell. And y'all, she is hovering over a big egg. Big Fatty, it just sounds vulgar when you talk about big eggs. And y'all, it's just covered. It is covered in glitter. And y'all, she's evidently been painting her eggs. Y'all, I wonder if she should have sent it over there to the spot in Big Fatty for the big contest. Y'all, on the inside, printed, it says, Tinkerbell is busy. She's a little, no, I'm sorry, she's in a little tizzy. She wants to bring you wishes for all kinds of springtime fun. Big Fatty, that didn't rhyme. How she worked and how she's fussed, sprinkling magic pixie dust. Making sure this Easter day will be a happy one. Big Fatty. And then it says, dear Big and Lodger Fatty and Poodle McNoodle. Big Fatty, let me read the rest. It says, glitter thought of you, dear. Thought of you, dear. Love, David. And it says, we thought of you, love, Brian. Y'all, I'm guessing they saw the card and it was covered in glitter and they said, oh, we must get that for Big Fatty. Well, that's lovely. And y'all, it's just, y'all, it is covered in glitter. Thank God it wasn't filled with glitter, though, because y'all, it'd be all over the damn floor and I'd just be pissed. I'd be pissed. But y'all, on Saturday, no, I guess on Friday, y'all, there was another card in the P.O. box. Y'all, it's from that Moose P. And let's just open it up and see what it is. Y'all, it'll probably be a, what's the next holiday coming up? I don't know, Mother's Day card. I don't know. Big Fatty. Oh! Big Fatty. No, it's an Easter card. Y'all, there's a big fat rabbit on the front of it with his butthole. Well, not his butthole, but his backside with his fluffy tail pointed at me. And y'all, you open it up and it says, greetings from the Keister Bunny. Rude! Big Fatty, the Easter Bunny and the Keister Bunny. And it says, hope you have a very happy Easter. Y'all, that is from Moose P. And I bet you Buddy Rabbit had something to do with that also. Big Fatty, you know, Keister, those Keister Rabbits, they stick together. Buddy Rabbit and Moose. Thank you so much. That's just lovely. And y'all, then there was a postcard. A postcard. And y'all, oh dear God, so y'all, I know this is going to make Straight Bob jealous. I know it is. And y'all, by the way, Straight Bob has resurfaced. Y'all, he was missing. He was unsubscribed, missing in action. But y'all, he has resurfaced. He evidently had computer problems. Y'all, I'm surprised he did not get in touch with me regarding these computer problems. Because, you know, Big Fatty has a new technology segment. Nobody else does technology segments on their little shows. But anyway. But y'all, it's a postcard. It's an oversized postcard, which really will make Straight Bob jealous. And y'all, it's got pictures from the Amsterdam on there. And y'all, it says, dear Big F. No, it doesn't. It says, dear BF. It says, well, here it is, your postcard from Amsterdam. It's been unseasonably sunny and warm, and the locals have been very friendly and accommodating. Big Fatty, that means something entirely different to you than it does to them. I love the Dutch to bits. To bits, okay. Speaking of which, we, Tara and me, finally found Dirty Dicks last night. Big Fatty, you, only you would send that sweet Tara in Michigan and not to Dirty Dicks. We must have walked past it three or four times before we spotted Dicks. It's so anonymous. Big Fatty, I knew they'd find a Dirty Dick over there. Big Fatty. So we gone done the Warmestrot thing, got drunk, ate cheese toasties, and fed ducks. It's time to come home. Hope this finds you well. Hope to speak to you soon. Now, y'all, Knott wrote part of that, and Tara wrote part of that. Lots of love. That part was written by Knott. Big Fatty, it was not. It says Tara. And it says Nort and Tara, and y'all, they both have lovely handwriting. That's all I've got to say. And y'all, it arrived priority mail. Y'all, speaking of Nort, now Nort and Tara, thank you so much for thanking a big fatty when you could have been doing something a lot more fun over there in Amsterdam. But I appreciate it. But y'all, speaking of Nort and Tara, y'all on a Friday night, y'all, I listened to that Pink Wingnuts a little show. Y'all, he goes out in a garage on Friday nights and talks out there. And y'all, the Faye driver talked about Big Fatty's new escape. He evidently gotten one at some sort of car show. And then on Saturday night, y'all, I listened to part of the Stick It With a Poke. Evidently, they were talking about me. Y'all, I got a Twitty. I got a Twitty from the number 2 fan of the BFO for 2012. Y'all, yeah, that is the Yaz Mamadou. Y'all, she was saying, oh, but Craddy, we're talking about you. And y'all, speaking of fans of the BFO, I'd like to just apologize to the number 1 fan of the BFO. That'd be that Gavin for 2012. Y'all, I've still not sent off his prize for being the number 1 fan. And John Kobeck, so nice they named him twice up there in the New York, New York. I've still not sent his prize for being the 1300 caller. But, you know, good things come to those who wait. Big Fatty, don't you know it? Plus, you don't have anything to send them. You've got to order something. But anyway, I have not forgotten about either one of you. But y'all, I heard on the Twitty this weekend that the number 3 fan of the BFO, which is the gay cowboy up there in the New Hampshire, y'all, he evidently runs around the house. Y'all, he comes in and takes his pants off. Now this is what I understand, y'all. I may not have it exactly right, but y'all, he comes in and takes his pants off and begins singing songs from the BFO. And y'all, I don't know, y'all, he'll probably start singing that technology song, because y'all, it's going to become popular, I can tell you. Because, you know, nobody else does a technology segment at all on their shows. Y'all, speaking of pants, y'all, Big Fatty, you know, the horror group, we're looking for to have a new club uniform. And y'all, we voted to have the bottom of it would be a kilt. And so, y'all, we found a place called GOT-KILT, gotkilt.com. And y'all, I'm not sure if the www is required or not, but anyway, y'all went over there because we went with them because they have men and women's styles. And so y'all, I said, well, I'll order one, you know, just so we can all see what it looks like, make sure we like it. Now, well, y'all, I ordered a 34 in the waist. And y'all, the kilt arrived on Thursday, and y'all, I went to put it on. Y'all, Oh, dear, I see. Y'all, it is too tight. It is too tight. And y'all, I went over to the website, and they said, spend $2. Fuck $2. And get a measuring tape, because pants lie. And y'all, I went, what do you mean pants lie? Y'all, evidently, the pants manufacturers in this country make the pants, they will tell you a size which is much smaller than your actual size. So y'all, there are, and like the Old Navy is the worst. Y'all, they said that an Old Navy pair of 36 waist pants were actually 39 and a half inches. Y'all, I just couldn't believe it. In fact, when I heard that, I just spoke out and said,
yes, hello.
Yes, that's about all you can say. Yes, McFinney.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Meow!
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.